Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on the fan.
All right, today's call of the day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Josie is on Staten Island, BT and Sal. Josie, what's going on?
Hello.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
My name's Jose.
Oh, Jose. It says, my bad. It
what's
does
up,
say Jose.
Jose.
It says Jose.
Evan.
What?
Hello?
Yeah, Evan's not
He's
here.
Off to a bad start, buddy.
No, my mistake. Go, though. Sal, my mistake. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sal, you know, you keep saying, you know, the Mets won that game before Alonso hit the 3-1 home run. You know, I got news for you. Atlanta was up 5-1 against the Cincinnati Reds. Mm-hmm. And guess who won that game?
Yeah.
You can't say it's over until the last out.
That's right, Jose. Yeah.
It was 6-1. You know, it was 6-1. He piled on. It was 6-1. There was a pile on.
It's better to keep piling on because then, you know something? You never know with this game. Who can come back at any time.
But, Jose, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about it wasn't a big home run. Like, I didn't see anything from Pete last night that would make me believe that he's going to carry this team now. I've seen moments from Pete throughout the course of the year, and everybody keeps saying, well, he could carry this team. He could get hot and carry this team for a month. There's 2 weeks left in the season. Less than that, actually.
And I agree with you.
Okay.
But let's hope he's starting to crawl. He's starting to crawl before he starts walking. Hopefully,
he better start running. He better start running. There's 11 games left. There is no time to crawl and then walk, Jose. He's got to start running.
Listen,
let's go, baby. Time to wrap it up.
If he starts running, let me tell you something. You're going to be sounding different if he starts running during Philadelphia and Atlanta series. I'll guarantee you that.
All right. So a little mixed bag there in the call of the day.
One quick thing on that Alonso note. We've been waiting all day to get to it. I had Boyle look. Remember we talked about the clutch numbers?
Yes.
You have the clutch numbers, Patty. I know you looked them up before. Let's get to it here. Because there was a call, not Jose, but somebody else was saying, oh, well, you say he's not clutch. Well, prove it with the numbers. What are the numbers, Pat? We didn't even go over
this.
Well,
these will be unclutch.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Patty.
Yeah, so I went to FanGraphs to compile them.
Yeah.
So in terms of what runners in scoring position, Alonso, in 125 plate appearances or more, he's 86th out of 107, sitting .234 runners in scoring position.
That's not good. What else?
That's ahead of Devers, Bregman, and Ohtani.
Huh. Interesting.
So those guys have been really bad.
Ohtani had a little more fuel for Lindor at the MVP.
Yeah, right, 50-50. Come on.
Runners in scoring position and two outs, there's 91 batters with at least 60 plate appearances. Alonso is 51st out of 91. With a .242 batting
average. That's not that bad. I mean,
by the way, Lindor, .208, 71st.
Okay.
Oh,
that's right. What is that? Runners in scoring position with two outs.
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
And then in high leverage spots, which whatever the saber metrics.
Yeah, I think it's within two or three runs after the seventh inning. It's definitely after the seventh inning. Go ahead.
There's 79 batters with at least 50 plate appearances in high leverage spots. Alonso is 66th out of 79 with a .184 batting average.
But here's the one thing that I want, Boyle. I don't know if you can look it up before the end of the show. His power. I want his own. Because he's not a high average guy. You have that?
I have the OPS.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get the OPS. Yeah. That'll tell us. Yeah.
All right, so runners in scoring position, Alonso 62nd out of 107.
Okay.
Runners in scoring position in two outs, Alonso is 42nd out of 91.
The OPS we need.
Yeah,
that is the actual.
No, but I want to actually forget about where he rates. Just give me the number, and I will know if it's good or bad.
With runners in scoring position, he's got a 770 OPS.
Not terrible. Next.
Runners in scoring position in two outs, he's got a 780 OPS.
All right, you want a little more from a star, but not terrible.
Right, and in high leverage spots, he's got a 619 OPS.
But that's the problem. High leverage. So he's not bad with runners in scoring position, not bad with whatever you said, two out there. In high leverage spots, his OPS is significantly worse than what his actual OPS is. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. That's what we see with our eyes. That's what we talk about when he's not having the impact that we feel like he should be having on these games. That's it.
Well,
that's one stat to back it up.
Yeah, yeah, and that's why he's not a superstar, yeah. And I don't think he'll ever be one, and that's why I wouldn't give him a long, long deal. That's different from me saying I think he's about to go on a little heater here and start banging some balls over the fence, and he is capable of carrying the Mets for a little bit while Lindor gets his back right, hopefully. Now, I mean, Pete might come out tonight, you know, 0 for 4, leave six guys on base, you know, ground it to a double play, pop up and whiff, and maybe we're right back to where we started tomorrow. But I number one, I hope that this propels him, but we will see. Very fast here.
Yeah.
Christian Scott, obviously highly thought of, you know, pitcher, as you well know. Top two, top three prospect in the Mets chain. So he's been banged up on the injury list with the UCL sprain since July 23rd. He was thrown off the mound recently, did some bullpen sessions. He thought he'd be able to get back to game action. He's not. So the news came down about an hour or so ago. We've been so busy. It's the first time we could really stick it in. He's going to go to, he's going to, Al Dukes. All right. Yeah, he's going to work on that drop. So he's going to have Tommy John, but it's not traditional Tommy John, which is going to keep a pitcher on ice for 12 months. It's the internal brace, which is a hybrid. And the internal brace, Aaron Rodgers had that for the Achilles to reinforce the tendon. He's going to miss, traditionally, return after 6 months after the procedure. So he's going to do this next week, all of October, November, December, January, February, March. That's 6 months right there. I'm sure the Mets will be cautious because he's a high-end pitcher. You know, he's valued. Listen, it's not as bad as it sounds. I think you see on social media, oh, I'm a Christian Scott, UCL surgery's done. He's not. He's going to pitch next year.
Well, that's all that matters.
Yeah,
it would have been nice to have him. They don't even need him right now. I thought he was going to be one of the key pitchers this year once he came up. Right now, they're so good, they don't even need him. They're going to have guys on the outside looking in with their, assuming, knock on wood, that they stay healthy here down the stretch and that Senga comes back.
That's true. It would have been nice to get him some experience,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
But no, I hear you. They'll be okay without him.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.